Take a sit, young Skywalker.
I made a Darth duty. I sithed my pants. My diaper's gone over to the dark side.
Speaking of Young Avengers, Tommy and Billy is now a part of MCU. For those who don't know who Tommy and Billy is, it's Wiccan and Speed, the two twin sons of Wanda from Vision. Well, in the comics kasi, Vision had a mortal body, see Wonder Man.
Oh wait, akala ko, yeah, but I thought Wiccan and Tommy, or Speed and Wiccan showed up in House of M, not...
Well, in the original, ito kasi yung sa story ni Wiccan and Speed and how Wanda lost it. In the start of, in the 1970s yata, 1970s, right? Basta, let's just say, from sinaunang part ng Marvel Comics, Wanda and Wonder Man had the twin sons, and as it turns out, this Wonder Man is actually possessed by Vision. So nagkaroon sila ng anak, pero ano to, hindi niretract to ng Marvel eh, by deleting their existence and erasing the memories of Wanda with the help of Mephisto. Hence the Mephisto theory sa WandaVision.
Oh.
And Wanda fucking lost it when she started, you know, when she started remembering her past life with Vision and his twin sons.
Oh.
So she got pissed. So doon na nag-start yung ano niya, yung galit niya sa mga mutants. Kasi di ko maalala ano yung story na kung paano nag-flow yung story. Pero kasalanan ng isang mutant yun kung bakit inanam ni Mephisto, binalik ni Mephisto yung memories ni Wanda. They're actually setting up for House of M na talaga at that point. Then,
no more mutants.
Yeah, and then Mephisto brought back the twin sons nung namatay si Vision at some point, and then Wanda was happy. And then it was ripped from her again. Then doon na siya nagalit talaga.
Yeah, because superheroes cannot have happy endings.
Redheads doesn't deserve happy endings, you know?
Hey, I disagree with that. You take that back.
Yeah. So, ano ba nangyari sa House of M? Di ba namatay yung twin, yung isa niyang anak or dalawa nilang anak dahil sa mutant?
I cannot remember na. Ang tanda ko lang was the aftermath where 200 lang natirang mutants sa mundo.
She whispered three words and everything was gone to shit.
No more mutants.
Ted mentioned itong WandaVision is parang build-up twist sa House of M to Multiverse of Madness?
Yeah.
Tama ba?
Yeah. M
O M. Oh, you know, speaking of, I really like that's the other thing that they did to WandaVision that I read. WandaVision. Both, actually. WandaVision and Captain America the Winter Soldier. Na. Yung taon nito, it's like 2.5 or 0.5 na chapter, guide in the chapter, if you will. But if you don't watch it, it's fine. You won't lose anything. If you watch it though, you gain something more. Alam mo yun. I really like that.
Yeah, I kind of like it too. Kasi parang you have a choice if you wanna watch it, pero
if you don't, it's fine. Oh, like if you went from Endgame to Captain America 4. It was like, okay, fine, you got the shield, you became Captain America, who gives a shit? Like, fucking in there. Or dito, she lost Vision, she's looking for a kid, so medyo mapagtataka ka ng onte, but the fact is, she still lost someone in Endgame, and now she's trying to find a way to bring them back, so Multiverse of Madness. That's it, yeah, okay, I get it.
What were you saying?
What was I saying? Yeah, parang na-mention nyo before with Star Wars films na if you stick with the films, main films, you know, it really doesn't affect the experience. But if you really dig into the spin-off scene nga, it really gives depth sa lore, you know, yung experience nyo with the lore and all. So, yun.
Yeah, if you don't watch the Clone Wars, yeah, which you should, but if you don't watch it, it's fine. You don't lose anything.
It doesn't change the experience. But at the same time, it gives more depth with the characters. Well,
and why would anyone who is a Star Wars fan not watch Clone Wars? Out of everything, man. Of all that you could not have watched, Clone Wars patalaga, why? Why deprive yourself of that?
Sana mag-release sila ng chronological order naman, Clone Wars.
Well, I mean, mga dalawa tatlong episode lang naman yung out of order, so you know, you can just move it about. That's what I did with my copies. Lipat ko lang siya ng onte.
Anyway, going back to WandaVision. Actually, multiple comic story na yung ginamit mo sa WandaVision. First being the domestic life ni Vision and Wanda. That's the title of the comic, Vision and Wanda. And House of M, yung si Wiccan and Speed. What else? Nalimutan na isang storyline, isang comics. Anyway, yung flow na story, sobrang they did us dirty by casting Evan Peterson.
Yeah. Oh my god, I hated that.
As
yeah.
The Quicksilver.
Tapos dick joke lang yung end nun, really?
Ralph Boner, come on now.
Really?
Well, maybe there's more to it. Let's just say that there's more to it.
That still sucked, man. You gotta admit, that still sucked.
Actually, yung reason ng director din at that time that they were filming and they casted Evan Peters. They didn't know na ano na there's a multiverse.
parang ano magkaka multiverse of madness. So to them, it was just like an Easter egg. Na nice. Alam mo yun, parang yo check it. We added an Easter egg for you guys, which yeah it would have been nice. But now that alam mo yun, now that we have a multiverse, part of me is like, man, you did us dirty. That was bad.
I really like sa series na to though is they cemented yung title ni Wanda as
Scarlet Witch
and the explanation behind it and her chaos magic, thus asserting her as you know more much more powerful than the Sorcerer Supreme.
We have never called her the Scarlet Witch ever. Yeah, she's just Wanda Maximoff. Miss Maximoff, I mean, there's no. I also like the fact that it explained din, but nawawala yung accent niya. As time went by, but yeah, makes sense naman din.
Now, color scheme, kasi diba, Wanda uses red bolts, diba? Red hex bolts, and then Agatha uses purple, and when you mix the two together, it becomes scarlet.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, isn't it red and blue, like purple?
About the I don't know if it's a theory that about the accent ni Wanda, because being able to interact with that pangalan to si Black Widow, who is a spy herself, because she's Russian ba? So as a spy, she gets to train to parang mask her accent. I think the explanation is what's her name again? Black Widow kind of thought Scarlet Witch to mask her, to hide her personality, if you will, either through accent parang ganun. So I think it's a good explanation din.
I also like the fact that you know when she was getting pissed, that's when she was losing her accent. Like she. Nawawala na siya ng control. So, like, yung nalaman ni, or nalaman niya na si, ano yan, yung si, oh, what's her name? Monica Rambeau, tama?
Monica Rambeau, yeah, si Photon.
After she said Pietro, she started losing her accent after Pietro when Monica was like, Pietro died.
He was killed by Ultron. Oh, shit. That's right. Shit's going down, bro.
Have you guys seen the how it should have ended, non?
Not yet.
Yet to watch.
You should. You gotta watch it. Matatawa kayo sa atas para gagawa nila. Lalo na sa moment na yun na parang your wife is controlling us, Kevin. Putari Joe, you're gonna like it.
Actually, watched it already. Ah, napalaga na, hindi ko lang maalala. Tapos yung, there's this scene na si Vision. Vision is at the, ano diba, car park. Kausap niya yung neighbor niya, tsaka si Agatha.
Like, ginagawa niya ni Agatha, like, why? You're not the boss of me. Gusto ko yun.
Ano pa ba? Yeah. Speed and Wiccan. And with the ending na inaaral na ni Wanda yung Darkhold, which, okay, yeah, I remember. Darkhold actually appeared in The Runaways and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That I remember, yeah. Dahil sa, ano, dahil sa Ghost Rider, yeah, which was one of the better story arcs.
Ng Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's just that at that point na, hindi, canon pa pala yun at that point. Nag-canon na siya sa season 6.
I think that was the last season I actually watched. Yung Ghost Rider, di ba yung Ghost Rider and then yung LB, ano yun?
LMDs. Si Madam Hydra din yun.
Hindi pala, natapos ko pala yun. I went all the way to, they went back in time. They went to the future. Hanggang doon lang ako. After nung season na, they went to the future.
Yung by the time na they went to the future and they went back, yun yung nawala na sila sa canon.
Oh,
so,
okay.
At this point, MCU is Ghost Rider's canon at this point. And unfortunately, ibang Netflix characters hindi na canon sa MCU.
So,
ever since, hindi na talaga sila canon. So, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, they're not canon.
Well, I hope Daredevil really is, kasi Daredevil, kahit si Daredevil and Punisher lang, kasi specifically like, diba, Charlie Cox was shooting for Spider-Man No Way Home. And a part of me is like,
hindi ba
confirm yun? Oh, sayang. Kasi if he was,
rumor.
Oh, sayang. If he was, dude, can you imagine Peter Parker's lawyer is Daredevil. Oh, Matt Murdock. That would have been awesome.
Well, actually, Matt Murdock is not that far along in the MCU because Echo is about to appear in Hawkeye. Okay. For those who don't know who Echo is, he's a Native American-ish, Navajo American siya, and she's the reverse Daredevil. This time she's blind. She's deaf. Pero may photographic reflexes siya, like Taskmaster.
So she watches it and she can copy it.
Yep. That's it. And ang weakness naman niya is dark rooms.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of a weakness for everybody. Dark rooms. if I can't see what I'm doing, fuck all.
In comics, tinuturuan siya ni Daredevil 2, ano? To feel the vibrations. Pero iba pa rin yung power ni Daredevil.
Okay. Dark rooms. Yeah, that's everybody's weakness, man. Dark rooms.
What were you saying?
And last, I enjoyed yung tandem ni, ano, pangalanan ni Darcy, tsaka ni, what's that?
Oh yeah,
si James. James Wu.
Si Kim Jong Il.
No, si Kim Jong Il.
Oh, no. Oh god, I missed that movie. You know what? I'm gonna. Yeah, it's on Netflix. I'm gonna watch it, mamaya. Oh lord, I missed this movie.
Few fireworks.
That hurts my feelings.
You know what's? You know what hurts more than weapons, man? Nuclear weapons.
Words. Anyway, going back to WandaVision. We don't know. Wala masyado nangyari sa WandaVision. I mean, it's 8 episodes, but the first few episodes are 9. So 9 episodes, but the first 3 episodes are dragging pare. Pero when it came to episode 3, episode 4, that's when it started to pick up. Although I'm not gonna complain na.
I think I can.
It was entertaining, kasi even though I will admit, it was a bit dragging, but at the same time, it was really entertaining to see what was happening in Wanda's mind.
Building up the yung facade ni ano the yung cover up ni tawag dito ni Wanda, I think that was the point after all.
Oh,
those three early sobrang, episodes.
Sobrang nalungkot ako nung ni-reveal nila bakit ganun yung episode ng sitcom. But yeah, her better memories are actually
just watching sitcoms. And I love the fact that parang while they were watching sitcoms, you knew shit was going down in the background. Really, there were still like gunshots and bomb droppings while they were watching.
I did yung the mentioned in Civil War ba yan or Age of Ultron ba? Mm. The Stark bomb.
Yeah, na nahulog in at her parents were killed by Stark Stark bomb. Which was technically not true, but whatever. Retcon is retcon. I do have a question for you guys. Speaking of just WandaVision and Winter Soldier in general, it's do you guys think that right now the MCU is meandering? Or
what do you mean by that?
I mean, parang they're just like like it doesn't feel like they have a plan. Like unlike like say the Infinity Saga, like you knew by the end of this na this is going to happen. Like Thanos is the big bad.
My opinion regarding about that is I don't think it's meandering. That's not the appropriate term. Because they're still dealing with the fallout of the Endgame.
Okay.
With the people returning,
it's a mix of yung the fallout of yung
fallout of Endgame.
Fallout of Endgame. Tapos at the same time, it's expanding. The universe is expanding with the introduction of the multiverse.
Okay.
I think simultaneous. Yeah, it's expanding.
Okay.
Actually, speaking of expanding, I think the Marvel Universe is up for another reboot. Kasi since Feige is now the overall head of Marvel, that means he handles the cinematic universe and the comics. There are rumors na he plans to merge the both of the universes into one and make the cinematic universe as canon, tapos yung comics yung gagawin niya ng tie-in and series and other stuff.
That sounds like a really bad idea.
That sounds like a really expensive
personally idea. I mean, I would agree with once they introduce na may multiverse, they could like make an alternate timeline and all that.
Personally, para sa akin, it sounds like a really really bad idea kasi the comics are allowed to be stupid and wild and just
they're much goofier.
Kasi it's still a comic, so you know, do whatever the fuck you want, which makes sense kasi by the time it gets to the MCU, especially since they do definitely take like multiple stories and then they make it their own, diba? As we pointed out, dito sa WandaVision, tsaka sa Falcon and the Winter Soldier. You get to like parang trim it of the fat. Like, let's be honest, if Civil War was as crazy as the comic Civil War, dude, nobody would watch it. It'd be, at the very least, it'd be a 6-hour movie, and yun 6 hours na yun, kulang pa. Magiging parang Zack Snyder's Justice League ang big. Diba? Part 1, part 2, part 3, take for 4 hours. Lord of the Rings marathon ang big. Tapos Civil War lang yun. Hindi pa yung big bad na si Thanos talagang gusto yung bugbugin. So, when they adapted Civil War into a film, they were able to cut out the fat. They were able to streamline it to make it more, not really accurate, but more bearable. Parang to
appropriate sa timeline.
Oo, tsaka sa movie audience na, hey, this is your audience. Kasi your audience for comics, it's still different eh. Like, chances are, sige, I'm sure you know people like this na they are fans of the MCU. They've watched it, but they still don't read the comics, tama?
Of course.
Kasi, end of the day, it's still a different demographic. So, personally, para sa akin, don't mix it. It's not the fact na I'm gatekeeping or whatever. It's fine. If you don't want to read the comics, it's fine with me. Kasi, you don't need to know everything about something to love it. Nagkataon lang na tayo, obsessed tayo eh. So we try to find out everything. But if you're not that type of person, it's fine. You can like the MCU without needing to read the comics. But if you start making it into just one giant multiverse, alam yun, you're pigeonholing yourself. Eh? Just what's happening right now is working. Just let it be. Let it be fun. Let it be stories where writers can write whatever the hell they want, even if it's crazy. Pero sila lang yun. Hindi maapektuhan yung kwentong gusto mo ikwento, di ba? So yeah, I don't like this idea where they're gonna mix it. Ugh. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Hmm. So yeah. Multiverse of Madness. As of right now, actually they're done with the shooting, and there are no leaks so far. So it's like one of the Marvel's guarded secret, second to Endgame and Infinity War.
So for sure. For sure, wala sa cast na. For sure, wala sa cast si pangalan tong yung actor. Wala si Tom Holland. Wala si Tom Holland. Wala din si si Mark Ruffalo. Wala silang dalawa. Wala leaks eh.
But actually, sa Endgame nagkaroon din na leaks eh. Kaso pero ano lang sa test screening nagkaroon na leak eh.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that. Pinakita sa akin ni Ino.
Tapos isa ka pang nag-uusap tayo sa bus, tapos bigla mong sinimit yung spoiler.
Well, that wasn't really a spoiler. What happened there was I already read the Wikipedia page, and alam mo, when it comes to spoilers, I really don't care. Different experience pa rin siya.
Yeah, but the thing is, ako in-spoil mo that time. Pero,
hey, I asked you if you wanted it. Teka lang, in my defense, I asked you, do you want me to? And you were like, sige na nga, kasi we're about to watch it anyway.
I don't remember that way. I don't remember that going. Basta sinabi mo sa akin nung biglang mong sinabi sa akin na nilift ni Captain America and Hammer, I was like, nah, you're fucking with me. And then I changed my mind. You know what? Just tell me everything. And then nakalimutan ko rin nung sinabi mo sa akin, and then I watched it in the cinema. I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Told you, knowing and being are two different things.
So, WandaVision. Ship of Theseus, go.
Oh, I've been asking that question a lot. Kailan pa ba? I took up philo before I shifted to literature, and that was something that we discussed when we were discussing questions in. Because philosophy has no practical application. First day pa lang ng class, sinabi na sa amin yun eh. And the Ship of Theseus is just one way of looking at, or it's a mental exercise meant for you to just think about it. Just think about who you are, and kasi by the time that you're 7 years old, no cell in your body is there when you were born. All of it has been replaced, and now every 7 years, iba nagbabago lahat ng cell ng katawan mo. So are you still Count Dooku? Are you still the same person? And dito, I remember in, I think it was like 2018, when I first started using Tinder just for the hell of it, kasi wala akong magawa sa buhay ko. So I hated the fact that a lot of girls were always like deep conversations. Nabuisit ako with all of these deep conversations, tapos wala naman din nire-reply. My opening line was always like, have you ever heard of the Ship of Theseus? And nobody fucking replies pa rin. Or most of the replies are now like, huh? Ano yun? Keme. So yeah, I like their point there. But end of the day, para sa akin, the quote-unquote real vision would be the white one.
Real vision, of course it's the white one, because the real, because the green one was, you know, inside Wanda's head, and as far as I know, that's just her subconscious revision.
And the thing here kasi is the fact actually that's the thing that I'm slightly wondering about, kasi the memories that this vision from Wanda's head when he shared it to the white vision, fucking racist, when he shared it to the white vision, are those memories the ones that Wanda has a vision? So it's not really Vision's memories?
Yung nga eh, parang,
diba?
Exactly, yeah.
It's like, you sure about this? Like, para sa it's still the quote unquote White Vision. Although I really hope he stops becoming White Vision, because not because you know it's a racist thing, but more like parang asa sa mata. Para sa akin lang, asa sa mata na ganun kapute on screen. Sa mata.
What have you got against white people, huh?
Are you racist?
Because this is like a prototype, so I think it would make sense na wala, it doesn't have a design pa. It's like a blank, literally a blank paper, parang ganun.
Is he made from vibranium?
So maybe later on we'd get a different look if we ever get to see him in another.
So
Armor Wars, ba? Tama ba? Armor Wars.
Oh yeah, Armor Wars.
Yeah, Armor Wars. Si Don Cheadle as War Machine. Yeah, I think Justin Hammer will return to that series as the main villain. Hammer Industries. Oh, Justin Hammer.
Yeah, I remember.
And sana na utilize nila ng matino yung aim, diba?
You know, part of me is like, after what they did to AIM sa Iron Man 3, a part of me is just like, man, if you can just give us the Beehive costumes, or as close as you can get to the Beehive costumes without it looking stupid, yeah, I'm good. Whatever it may be, good na yun.
Well, kasi AIM din is kalaban ni Ant-Man, so it would have been nice if their organization was established some Marvel Cinematic Universe. And with Ultron being dead, they could make another AI, which is si MODOK. Which is, I find it funny yung acronym ni MODOK.
Ben, machine can only design... ano?
Machine organism designed only for killing.
Okay. Only for killing. Okay.
Di ba may upcoming something about MODOK series, Ben? Or like mini something? Animated? Ano, Ben?
No.
I read something about MODOK kasi na...
Yung what?
Wait, let me...
So who's MODOK animated series?
Oh, okay. Wow, meron? Magkakaroon?
Yeah, in Hulu.
Okay.
I don't get why, but si Patton Oswalt yung ano yung magiging voice actor niya yun.
Oh, nice! I love him.
And you know, as I was saying, I hope in future new Avengers, magpakita si MODOK. Oh, and I hope na palitan nila yung pangalan ng susunod na Avengers film, gawin nilang New Avengers. It's more fitting. And you know, medyo nasad ako kasi the Black Panther is gonna be recast. Hindi ma recast, more like they're gonna create another character specifically sa MCU.
Ah, talaga? Yun ang naging ano nila? Yung naging... Just put Shuri in or something? I don't know.
No, hindi nila i-recast si Black Panther as of now. Gagawa sila ng bagong character muna as a placeholder for Black Panther. Hanggang sa ma-replace ni Shuri.
Ah, okay. Aww.
But we...
So... baka si ano muna si M'Baku na yung gamitin mo. Pero sabi ni Ryan Tolder, ang gagawin ni Marvel is gagawa sila ng new character talaga, not a character from comics, new character.
Okay, so parang MCU exclusive ganun.
Yeah. So okay. I don't think Black Panther is gonna be the name of the hero, and it's gonna be part of New Avengers, which is kind of sad.
The strength of the Black Panther.
Hi, M'Baku.
Has been stripped away.
We will not kind of... have it all.
I will feed you to my children.
I'm kidding.
Just kidding. I love that.
So Wakanda and all. I've read this article about, or I watched a clip earlier, like yung tawag kay Bucky, White Wolf.
Actually White Wolf is a comic character talaga.
Yeah. He's parang brother ba ni parang stepbrother ni Black Panther.
Stepbrother ni Black Panther.
He's a villain sa series. Mm-hmm. But in the MCU, he made it. They used it as a name, Tau Kai Bucky.
The White Wolf.
So there was sort of discussion that maybe Bucky goes ends up in Wakanda or something, since you know he spent some time there and all.
Well, possibly. I mean, he's okay now by the end of Falcon of Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
You know, speaking of, totoo lang ako kasi na we brought up the Dora Milaje. I love that scene. I think it was like in episode 4 ba yun? Where Walker was like, the Dora Milaje have no jurisdiction here. And Aya was like, the Dora Milaje have jurisdiction where the Dora Milaje find themselves to be. It's like, damn, just Walker, just walk away. You're gonna get your ass kicked. Stop talking now. That was such a badass moment.
Sobrang intimidating nila, no? They burned the spot in the Dora Milaje.
Oh, like, damn, man. And the way, like, the Dora Milaje who kicked Walker's ass when yung pinin niya yung shield. When he finally lets go, di ba, nahulog sa floor. Tapos, tinapakan nung Dora Milaje and it stuck to her hand. I was like, I've never seen Walker be able to do that. So, ouch.
And Sam and Bucky were like just watching.
You got this.
Oh, you're doing great, John.
I kind of like the may parang fail safe yung Dora Milaje sa ano ni Bucky yung sa arm niya.
Pwede tanggalin.
First I thought of this Buzz Lightyear.
But it's kind of a dumb move din.
Tinanggal yung arm bigla. But I do need to know, may translation ba kayo nung sinabi ni Ayo doon? Kasi sa akin, nakalagay lang. Ano nakalagay? Something White Wolf lang nakalagay sa akin.
I'm disappointed in yung White Wolf.
Oh, okay. I'm disappointed in you. Okay. Yung lang pala yun.
Kasi pinatrack tayo na si Walker, di ba? Anyway, going back to WandaVision.
So yeah, WandaVision. Agatha Harkness. I saw that a mile off.
Yeah, the second, I think it was like by the second episode na hindi pa rin niya pinapayatay asawa niya. I was like, something is up with this girl.
Oh, yeah, she never introduced. And when Vision mentioned it, where the children?
And then the next episode, there's a lot of children. What the fuck. So yeah, what are your overall thoughts sa WandaVision? To be honest, mas nag-enjoy ako sa Falcon and the Winter Soldier even more. Even though there are a lot of fucking sad moments in WandaVision, specifically the what is grief if not love persevering?
Yeah.
And you know when Wanda saw Vision getting mutilated like that. As a space project or some shit.
That's disrespectful as fuck. And since the head of S.W.O.R.D. is gone, who do you think is gonna replace him? I don't think it's gonna be Monica Rambeau.
Wait, wala na ba ang S.W.O.R.D.? Akala ko parang nandun pa rin, pero you know.
Yung head lang na yun na wala. Si the asshole.
Yeah, what's his face? Whatever his face was.
Was he a member of S.W.O.R.D.? Di ba he was like,
the head, department head ng S.W.O.R.D. He's the director of S.W.O.R.D.
So technically, he is part of S.W.O.R.D. Hindi naman pwede maging head ng something about being part of it. Personally, para sa akin, chances are hindi nga si Rambo since she's leaving Earth, literally. Darcy.
Oh yeah, actually. And since James Wu is actually there as an FBI. I feel like mag-resign siya sa FBI, may magiging partner siya ng S.W.O.R.D.
And
then S.W.O.R.D. will, you know, have a different department called Atlas. And he will lead Atlas, ganun.
What's Atlas? I also do not know what that is.
Okay, hold on. Atlas is a team in Marvel. They're comprised of Agents of Atlas pala, sorry.
This is a like branch ng S.W.O.R.D.
So MCU they could make it
worked like that. Pero Agents of Atlas are a fictional superhero team in Marvel Comics. First lineup is actually in 1960. Ano sila? Asian and Asian American sila. Agents of Atlas. The team, the agents here are si Hulk, si Amadeus Cho. Miss Marvel, si Shang-Chi, Atlas na sila. Si Namora.
Wait, which Miss Marvel? Si Kamala Khan? Kasi puro Asian.
Kamala Khan. Yeah, si Kamala Khan. Si Arrow, Chinese. Kalaban ni, ano, ni Wave, the Filipino water manipulator.
I remember her.
Pearl Pangan. Agents of Atlas din siya. War of the Realms yung comic line nila ngayon.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Agents of Atlas is basically the Asian American superhero.
Okay. I find it weird that they have to be like separated. At least that's one thing that, again, that's one thing that I really like about DC naman, na parang, yeah, whatever, we don't care if you're, tanito, if you're Asian or whatnot. I mean, we got an alien, we got a Greek goddess, like, bro, being Asian is nothing special, just fucking do your job.
Well, actually, itong Asian-American superhero team na to, kasi, they're based off of America, kaya may Agents of Atlas.
Wait, so what does Atlas stand for? Because we all know it always, this shit always stands for something.
Nothing. No, walang meaning Atlas.
Ano ga?
The word itself, talaga. Atlas.
Agents of Atlas, yun lang.
What is their, what is their mandate? What is their purpose? Ganun.
Yeah. Well, what's their, why were they formed?
Parang response team or?
Actually, yeah. I do not know. Actually, naging team na sila after ng Secret Invasion.
Oh, okay. Baka then, they all met together during Secret Invasion.
Oh, and then as of right now, may comic line nga, War of the Realms. It was, di pala as of right now, 2019 pa to. Ito yung ano, yung multiple Thor. War of the Realms na storyline yan. Future Thor, old, young Thor, and then God Thor. Ito yung kalaban na si Bor the God Butcher.
For a second, I thought you were gonna say Bor Gullet. I was like, well, how? How they end up there?
They see Bor the God Butcher, yung final na kalaban ni Thor ngayon, and magiging kalaban nila sa Thor Love and Ragnarok. Ay, Love and, ano? Love and Thunder. Love and Ragnarok.
Love and Ragnarok. I love that.
So yeah, I've yet to meet War of the Realms. Medyo nagkakaroon ako ng attraction sa Wave ngayon kay Pearl Pangan. She's Cebuana, you know.
Okay, so DDS to.
No. Against si Wave sa mga DDS, kasi there's this issue in Agents of Atlas where Wave tried to sway the Chinese off of Philippine waters.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Kaya naging magkalaban si Arrow. Si Arrow kasi Chinese heroine siya na wind-based power. Si Wave naman, Filipina na water-based.
Oh, damn!
2019 to yung ano yung ever since in-announce na nag-tatayo na establishment ang Chinese West Philippine Sea. And then, they released in Marvel Wave where Chinese fishermen are bullying Filipino fishermen sa Philippine Sea, and then she came out and like fuck off Ching Chong.
Okay, that's rather racist. What do I get? You know, speaking of, I don't know if I've discussed this with you guys before, and listeners, forgive me because I will use a racist term just to explain the story, which So I had a bit of a scuffle with one of my old students. Long story short, tawang-tawa lang ako kasi one of his insults was that he called me a gook, which is a racial insult for people who live in Vietnam, which came from the Vietnam War. And then tawang-tawa lang ako kasi parang, really? Why? That doesn't make any sense. I'm not Vietnamese. Why? I always find it funny when people like just in general, like when using a story and then mali-mali yung details ng story mo to make a point, or like when you're called a, or when I'm called a racist term and it doesn't apply to me, a part of me just, I'm not insulted, I'm more like confused, like, are you really that stupid? Or like, why? I don't get it. Why? Could you not come up with a different insult? Why gook? When it doesn't apply. Oh Lord.
Maybe they're not educated enough to know that there is more than one type of Asian in Asia. Yep. And actually, Asia is divided into 6 regions.
Dude, the guy who insulted me is Filipino as well. I told you, like, talaga napakamot ako ng ulo na parang, did I not teach you or something? Like, why? Bro, what the, bro? parang, I can appreciate it when someone insults me, right? When someone insults me, like, they actually thought about it and shit. Like, yeah, that was really good. But when it's something like that stupid, a part of me is just like, what the hell is wrong with you, man? May insulto ko na lang, ano pa eh, talo ko pa eh. Ay, nako. Yeah, anyway, so, WandaVision.
WandaVision. WandaVision.
Man, I really got nothing more to say about WandaVision, to be honest. I liked it. I liked the fact that it sets up Multiverse of Madness. As usual, it was like a blue or red by this time, or was it purple laser into the sky? It was whatever, man. The ending as always is like whatever, but in general, yeah, it was fine. I liked it.
The Darkhold, yeah. I'm really excited for Multiverse of Madness, knowing that Doc Ock will make a return.
Yeah.
And Electro will also be reprising his role. I'm sorry. Jamie Foxx will also return as Electro.
Pero okay, that one I'm not super excited about. But
he promised naman na he will have a comic accurate costume compared to sa Amazing Spider-Man version.
Kind of actually liked his Amazing Spider-Man look. Now he was made out of electricity basically.
Actually made out of electricity naman talaga.
Hey, diba si Electro sa comics is like in a green,
yeah,
green suit with like a yellow spectrum on his face. Oo.
Yeah, he's made out of electricity kaso nag-appear siya as human kapag cut off siya sa conductors.
Okay.
And sa ultimate version naman, nagtagang made out of pure sentient electricity na siya.
Oh, speaking of ultimate version, I actually kind of like the way that Mysterio looked in Ultimate Comics. Yung parang ano, parang yung ulo niya is made out of gas. I really love that.
Sa?
Ultimate Comics.
Wala siyang fishbowl.
Wala siyang fishbowl sa ulo niya. Talagang ano lang, talagang it's just like his whole head, think Ghost Rider, pero walang skull. And then the face is like wisp.
Oh yeah, I see. Ghost Rider-esque.
Sort of. Check it. Medyo okay din sa, para sa akin, it looked fine.
So, yeah. Gusto ko sana ang topic ng Sinister Six, pero that's gonna be a time. That's gonna be for another episode.
Next time na lang. So yeah, those are my closing thoughts. It was fine. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I don't think, even if the market is saturated with like superhero stories, I don't really care, man. Because end of the day, people are going to watch what they're going to watch. And, you know, Grey's Anatomy is going, ilang years na Grey's Anatomy? 20 years? People still watch it? We watched Supernatural for 15 years. Man, who cares? Watch what you want, and if you enjoy it, enjoy it. You lang yun. How about you guys?
Same thoughts. Although I'm kind of a bit worried about the saturation of superhero movies, because all good things that come in surplus, you know, it's not that doon. It's not advisable kasi at some point magsasawa kay like you know, minsan gumagawa na sila ng story for the sake of may magawa sila ng story like what they did in Ant-Man and the Wasp. And then enjoy that movie so much. And what else? Thor Dark World had so much expectation for that movie because it involves Malekith, and Malekith is actually a very good villain then sa Thor universe. Pero
and it was Doctor Who. Yeah. They casted Doctor Who. Come on.
And then you know, ayoko lang talaga ng mga one-off villain. I really don't like what they're doing with the villains that I want.
Oh, okay. What about you, Ves?
Overall, I enjoyed both of the series, yung Falcon and the Winter Soldier, tsaka WandaVision. Lalo with WandaVision, kasi yun nga, they added the twist with the. Although at the same time, it was kind of a drag, but they injected yung mga. The sitcom style, you know, I guess it's a way of introducing younger audience then to the older style of. Then with Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it was more of parang relatable, I guess, yung character arcs nila. So that's what I really like both of the series in general. So I'm looking forward to more of their stories in the MCU.
I really enjoyed the every intro magkakaiba. Every episode iba yung intro.
Which one? For
WandaVision.
For WandaVision.
After WandaVision. Okay.
Oh, lalo na yung
Falcon and the Winter Soldier because it was like I don't think it was different.
I think they didn't have an intro masyado so.
Isa lang yung intro nila sa Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So WandaVision kasi they did this Malcolm in the Middle na intro.
Oh god, Malcolm in the Middle.
And then tawag dito. Agatha is the best villain kasi siya lang yung merong tinusong.
You know, I was actually partly scared for her when she was like, and I killed the dog too. I was like, oh no. Oh no.
John Wick.
John's coming for me, dumbass. Why did you have to say that? Speaking of very very quick sidebar, John Wick, he lost his left ring finger now technically, and he already met the head of the table.
One that sits above the table.
Yeah, so basically he's basically an Assassin's Creed assassin now at this point. wala na siyang left ring finger. Pwede na siya magsuot ng hidden blade.
I think ano, kasi di ba may two more movies pa si John Wick after Parapelo?
I don't know. I really hope it's not that long. Kahit ito lang final na tong number 4, good na yun. Kasi...
Number 5. Fourth na yung Parapelo.
Third pa lang yun.
No. Third pa lang pala yun. So fourth na pala. So I'm thinking na ano eh, sana ano na lang. Ubusin niya lahat ng assassins para ma-restore yung order.
Excuse me.
Anyway, alayin na natin sa WandaVision talaga.
So going back.
So yeah, I think that's our thoughts for Captain America and the Winter Soldier and WandaVision. We're looking forward to Loki, which will be released on...
I think next month after lang ano, diba?
After 7 weeks, June 11.
The MODOK animated. It's I think next month.
June 11.
What about Black Widow? Pero yun. That's
May 21 yung MODOK na.
Black Widow will be released in Disney Plus on July 9.
Ay, pahirapan na naman makahanap ng copy nito.
Hindi, I mean, plus $30, you have to pay $30.
I'm gonna need to ask my sister na parang, kasi they were able to get Disney Plus via, anong gamit dun? Yung VPN, and then you sign up with PayPal and whatnot, so I'm just using their account. do we really wanna pay an extra, magkano? 30? 30? 30 by 50, that's 1,500. Yo! Yo! Teka lang. Ako, pangyarihan ko naman. Sige, hintayin ko na lang. Matapos ulit or whatever. Tingnan natin ang nangyari. Hira.
Although we don't condone piracy, but since, you know, Disney Plus is not available in the Philippines, fuck that.
I mean, unless you do the whole VPN thing, which yung nga, yun ang ginagawa namin ngayon. We're using the VPN, blah, 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 blah. The VPN trick, which works. But a part of me is just like, come on, 1,500 pesos for a film? Like, bruh.
I'd rather watch it in the cinemas and get COVID.
Oh, diba? Well, actually, no, I don't. Because for listeners, honestly, the reason why I haven't been in the past, I've been two episodes. Two episodes ba yun? I missed like two episodes or something. Is because we had to cremate my aunt. She died of COVID. Not to bring the whole thing down, I'm just pointing out like why I wasn't around the past few episodes. So yeah.
So yeah.
Sobra naman yung magka-COVID and just to watch back with them.
What are we expecting next episode, next week?
It's Star Wars Day, so
Jackson.
We're gonna be doing a lot, man.
Oh, Star Wars Day, yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna be releasing an episode on May the 4th.
A special episode, just abangan nyo na. Make abangers na lang.
Make abangers. Make abang. Make a guys.
Oh my god, we are coming up with our own with our own taglines. Make antabay, so anyway. So back to Black Widow. Back to WandaVision.
Anyway, so yeah. that's been WandaVision and Captain America and the Winter Soldier. Please make antabay for our next episode. Thank you guys for listening. It's been Darth Dewanawanga, and I have with me Count Dookie. Say goodbye.
Adios.
And Darth.
The strength of the Black Panther is being stripped away.